¿Qué vas ahí? So we'll continue today, Bez Hashem. We'll start today the Malach of Perea, which is Malach number 24 on the list. Perea means tearing or ripping, which ostensibly is the opposite of Topher. Topher we spoke about yesterday, sewing, connecting, and so on. So we'll begin by noting that Lechora, anything to which Topher does not apply when you fasten it, let's say we talked yesterday about buttons or zippers, and so it's not really connecting the two pieces. So anything in that category, so taking it apart would also not be a problem of Korea. So unbuttoning or unzippering would not be a problem of Korea. The link is in the Mishnah itself. Okay, the Mishnah, and I give it off of Kalgarol, source number one, so there were 39 malachas, right? Now, Korea almanas lisbor. That's the nature of the malacha. The malacha is tearing for the purpose of ultimately sewing it back together, right? The Korea almanas lisbor. Korea itself, lechora, is a destructive act. So it's mekalkil. But korea almanas lisbor, if you're tearing it for the purpose, and we gave the example, something has a hole in it. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. We'll see I mentioned the Gemara. Well, we may as well see it inside. But anyway, almanas lisbor, in brackets are state spheros. Two stitches. I explained already yesterday that two stitches doesn't mean two actual stitches, but two penetrations, shall we say, of the needle. In other words, the needle goes in and it comes out. Okay, that's really one stitch. That's what state theorist means here. But because again, okay. Anyway, that's what the Mishnah says. So Rashi explains over there, and I can give it off to the sofer of a korea b'irioso. Okay, b'irioso have it was the curtains in the Mishkan. Amenas lispor, Rashi explains. Pa'abim shanekem ogul. Sometimes a hole is round. You know, you can picture yourself the difference between something is like your suit. Does it rip on the seam or rip somewhere else? Right? If you get a hole in your pants and take the cleaners, it rips around the seam. They can sew right up on the seam. You'll never know. The other end, if it's a round hole somewhere else, you feel like maybe adults not so much. Little kids fall down, they land on the knees, and there's a hole in the pants and the knees. Okay, little kids have it all the time. So there, that's a Rashi's Torah. Pabisha neck of ogul, mainly yochla tofer yofa, elim kain koro. Sometimes you have to rip it further to get a better stitch. Okay, from the Marsh Moral, Korea Shalom Lispor, Lohava Mishkan. Rashi says there was nothing in the Mishkan about Korea by itself. And that's why this Malach is not called Korea. We call it Korea, but the technical language of the Mishnah, it's called Korea Almanas Lispor. Because Stam Korea, just ripping something, is not a Malach. There was nothing in the Mishkan, but it had a rip. They only had a rip for the purpose of sewing. So the Gemara asked, and we saw this yesterday, and I am now on the base of the bottom of the page. Where was the Korea? So it's basically a repair problem. It was a repair problem, a urea curtain. Rashi, the darna is a tolas. Some sort of a worm, I mentioned yesterday. Moths, you know, creatures that eat through garments. Okay. So and it made a hole, a round hole. Kamotin are like creases. Again, sometimes you sew something in a superficial way. It says they're crease where the someone's not good with sewing. You know, but they can fix it okay with a kid or whatever. You can see exactly where the hole was. Someone who's better, a tailor, knows how to stitch it properly, has to rip it further and restitch the whole thing. Okay. That's the idea. Okay, now that's the Mishnah on Ein Gimel. There is a later Mishnah on Daf Kuf Hayam and Aleph. Okay, when the Mishnah says, a few things. As we begin about Oreg, we saw part of this Mishnah, but the part that's relevant to us at the moment, the Mishnah is about Tofer Shtei Tfiros. Okay, that's Tofer. About Korea Amanas Lisbor Shtei Tfiros. Notice in our Mishnah, the Shtei Tfiros is in brackets. Okay, here it's straight up. Okay, so that's the Mishnah of Kuf Hayam and Aleph, which prompts the Gemara immediately to ask, why do you repeat this? We already had it in the Mishnah Ein Gimel. What is added by this Mishnah here? Right? That's the Gemara at Kuf Hayam and Aleph at the bottom of the page. Six. Tofer states fears. Hotanina Babas Malachas. Tofer states fears. It said it already. Why do you have to repeat the Mishnah's repeat when it said already? So Gemara says, Mishum the Gemara list. Question? No. Mishum the Gemara list the safe of a Korea Amanath Lisbor states fears. Sonny Nami had Tofer. Gemara says, you're right. The Mishnah did not need to repeat Tofer. Tofer was already covered the Mishnah Ayin Gimel. There's no reason for this Mishnah Kuf Ein to repeat it. But since they were going to introduce Korea Abras Lispor, Shnei Tfiros, so it relates, it's the flip side. Same Mishnah Tofer also. That's the Gemara's answer. In a Hanami, it doesn't add anything new. So I asked right away, what do you mean? By Korea, Hanami Tinim Abbas Walachim. Korea was also with. But you said that the Mishnah here in Kuf Ein brought up Tofer, Agav, Korea. So you're right, Tofer was already covered by the previous Mishnah. No need to repeat it here. But they repeated it here because it's a build-up to Korea. And they were asked, what do you mean? Korea was also mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Ayin Gimel. Hanami Tinim Abbas Ela Mishum the Kabbalah, the Mishnah Seifa, the continuation, it's actually in our Gemara, it's the next Mishnah, says, HaKorea B'chamoso. If you tear something out of anger, you know, this person is very angry, he just rips something. Okay, or Almeso. Well, it's not, somebody dies. It's Korea, Kriya. Kriya the line, right? Tear Kriya, somebody dies. So that's what the Mishnah wants to bring up. So Mishu Hachi, therefore, Agav Orchav, it mentioned that Tofeya Tzei Tiros, HaKorea B'chamoso, this person, Tzei Tiros. Okay. In other words, you're right, Enchanami. In a Hanami, there's no reason for this Mishnah to repeat either Tofer or Korea. It's really a build-up to what comes next. But there are other examples of Korea. Clearly, when you're Korea out of anger, you're not doing it for the purpose of resowing it later. When you're Korea, Kriya on a mace, Rahul Athad, so you're not doing it for the purpose of, but yet it's still Korea, as we'll see why. But it still is Korea. That's what the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of the later Mishnahs. They brought up, incidentally, other, you know, the basics of Tofer and Korea, kind of Agav Orchav. Okay? Now the Gemara asks, "Hecha mishkachaslo? Okay, hecha mishkachaslo? Now, how do you have it? What's this Korea here?" So it says, "The avdo atop of ein of kufay of beis, the avdo kichisto. It's like a kiss of pocket, meaning the you know you had it sometimes if you sewed it in a way that was kind of lumpy. We talked about it yesterday, right? And there were folds and creases, so you'd have to straighten it out. Then we asked, Shalmi said that didn't happen in the Mishkan. Okay, because they were experts, but we'll leave that out for now because we don't have to talk fair. But anyway, it's lumpy with crease like a pocket. Okay, the of the Habegit Kichisto, as Rashi says, on the top of Kuf Hamad Beis. Well, let's first see the Rashi Kuf Hamad Alam. Hotanino Abavas Malachos, the Lama Limbe Hadel Abisne Hacho, why does the Mishnah have to repeat the same thing here? Hold the Lofrushi Bamidiyasa, doesn't add anything, right? And then Rashi goes on, the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, which I didn't print, the other things mentioned in the Mishnah by Oreg and Stephen Tenir, this Mishnah added some details which were not in the Mishnah and Gimel. So that's what Rashi says in the Gemara's Kashin. By Oreg and by Osir Stephen Tenir, also this is Perak Oreg. So the Mishnah added some information that wasn't in the previous Mishnah and Gimel, but by Tofer and Korea didn't add anything. So what's in that? So that's what's going on. Okay, anyway. Look at the number 8, Kofi Abba Beis, Kichisto. Rashi says, Holeches umiskapeles. It folds, it's full folding. Shein habeged shove. It's not smooth. The stitch is not smooth. So therefore, bolik, pebeged, it sticks out like a pocket a little bit, like a fold. Therefore, what do you got to do? But tzorach likroa habeged lamata umol lefonim. Not true, he says, you have to rip it and fix it. Okay. But that's Kofi. But the whole purpose of that mission was to lead to the Sefer. Now, in our Mishnah, it's the Gemara, the Sefer is a separate mission. And that's number 9. That's the number 9. Kuf Hamad Beis, the Mishnah. HaKorea B'chamoso. Guy tears out of anger. Balmeso. Mechola Mekalkan. Peturin. Okay, you're Potter, because Mekalkan. It's Peturin. Avo Osir. I remember Potter says Avo Osir. Okay. Right, so the Mishnah says, if you tear out of anger, that's mekalkel. It's just a destructive act. It's not for the purpose of fixing anything. Or if you tear for an obel, for your mace, so then that's a case of mekalkel. Call mekalkel mature. But again, matar also. The reason is, of course, because it's not lachas machshavas. We discussed in the beginning. Here. Good. So the Gemara there in Kufay Beis has a kasha 10. Rabinu hakareb b'chamoso b'evlo b'almeso. Guy tears his anger with Evlo Mitzavelis or Almeso. It's a question whether that Vav should be there. I mean, I don't know what that now, but the people wonder the Vav shouldn't be there because.
It's just about Almeso.
You know, of Evlo Almeso. It's one phrase. The question sounds from here, it's like a separate thing. It sounds familiar. If you put a vav, it's like a separate category. Okay, I don't have to go into that detail. So chayev, chayev. So chayev. That's a steer at our mission. The mission says potter. And then it adds v'afal pishum chalas Shabbos yotzei kriya. Even though it is an act of kol Shabbos, but lemaisa in terms of the chi of kriya, so he dies. So yotzei the mitzvah kriya, meaning will not have to redo the mitzvah kriya after Shabbos. Okay, relative died into a kriya where it's supposed to. It's called Shabbos, but you yotzei kriya. Okay, there's some discussion. Poskim, what about mitzvah of avera? Not our issue now. That's an interesting question. But it's a mitzvah of avera. All right. Anyway, you yotzei the kriya. Yeah. So, so that's a direct steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Koreim Chavos is Potter, and this Brisa, this Rabino on Kufay Beis 10 says it's Chayav. So what's going on? So our answer is Lo Kasha. Chavos Beis Diday. Chavos Beis Balvom. Okay. It depends on who you're tearing kriya for. You're tearing for kriya for somebody, your mace, someone your family got from it died, okay, for whom you're obligated to tear kriya. Okay, then taka, that's not mekalkel, and therefore it's taka mutter. Okay, it's mutter. Okay, because that's the Mishnah. Okay, you're potter. Because, yeah.
How does that resolve against
Hamasa? We'll get to that in a second, yeah. Abram. You're mute. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. My question is, I don't know if there's a chakira about Avelis and Shabbos, but if you would understand that Shabbos makes it, there's no Avelis, just like Yontif does, so then how would you be Yotze the Kriya,
Okay, so you're right. That's a question of whether there is Avelis and Shabbos, just not knowing Avelis, but there's a constant Avelis. It's an Avelis issue. Okay.
Right, so I'm saying if there's no avails in Shabbos, how are you yotze your kriya?
Right. So first of all, the Gemara says in other contexts, kriya lechud v'avails lechud, the din don't necessarily jive all the time. Kriya is a separate speech. So it's a good point, but no, we're not supposed to do it. But if you did it, yotze. Right, lechadchila, don't do it. But it says according to the Mishnah, you koreya b'avails, so you potter. It's potter also. It's part of also, but lemaisa yotze, you won't have to redo the kriya after Shabbos.
If it's for someone in your family, it's chayav for Shabbos. It's not a problem.
Wait a second. Let's say again. Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah.
How does the Gemara extend around its core to including on Shritzfira?
What?
Why is the Gemara extending Korei Amunah's its core, not Shritzfira?
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're seeing now that it's not Amanas Lispor, it's for other constructive purposes. There can be other constructive purposes. That's the Chiddush of Leder Mishnah. Let's just say, give me a chance. Yeah. Okay. So again, no, you said that's right. I'm sorry, did I say it wrong? Did I say it backwards?
No.
No, did I forgot. No. By let's look at Rashi. Rashi helps. Okay, look at Rashi. I may have said it backwards if you misunderstood me. I'm sorry. Okay. So first it says, near man, I've seen it fine, Rabino. It's a different issue. The Gagusa question, not a problem. Now, Yotzin Ekrisha Adam Chayav Lekwal Meso. But Haba Meso today, Brisa, you said, the Brisa, the Katoni Chayav, the Brisa says that you're Chayav if you did on the job. And Haba Yotzin Kriya. Okay, we're not looking at the Chavelos now. You Yotzin the Kriya. Good. Okay, but Lois, what's the Hilchot Shabbos? So the Brisa that says the Chayav, your Chayav, Hilchot Shabbos, violating Shabbos, that's B'meis Didei, Shechayav Likrolov, your Chayav, and therefore Hilchot Kriya Didei Lav Kilkalu, Elatikun. Right? It's a constructive act. It's the mitzvah of Kriya. You're not supposed to do it, we agree. But Lemaisa, if you did it and since you yotzei the Kriya with that, that's similar to Amanas Lispor in the sense that it is a constructive act. It has an ultimate constructive purpose. That's the Chiddush here. We learn, and that's exactly what we're saying. One second. That's exactly what we're saying is the Chiddush of the Mishnah Kufay. Our Mishnah, Ayin Gimel and Klal Gadol, just says, HaKari Amanas Lispor. The Chiddush of the Mishnah Kufay is, it's not just Amanas Lispor, it's other constructive purposes too. The classic constructive purpose, as learned from the Mishkan, is in your Korea Amanas Lispor, right? They would tear if there was a, excuse me, there was some sort of damage for the curtain, and how to fix it and tear it or to re-sew it. That's the classic case of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah on Kufei now expands that if you're Korea for other constructive purposes aside from re-sewing. What's another example of constructive purpose? For Avelis, it's a constructive mitzvah. That good, you're not, again, you're not supposed to do it. Okay, but since it's but since you yotze the mitzvah of Kriya, so therefore that's a constructive purpose. That's what you chayav if you did on Shabbos. And the chayav is still yotze, but that's the chiddush. That's exactly the point. Okay,
it seems difficult because if you put in the mishnah mitzvah of the Korea, you would understand. I mean, Korea on mitzvah four seems like the fact that there's almost an added element of on mitzvah four, we would have understood because that Korea, could, we know it after
right, but that yes, so that yes, but this, I hear what you're saying. You're right. Okay, but that's the chiddush of the mishnah kofei. Korea is not only Manassim. And you want to say maybe it's a Tolda, okay? We can talk about that. But it's under Korea. However, going back to Gemara, 1 second, I'm Habi Mace to Alma. The case in the Mishnah, okay, is an ordinary mace where you might be upset, the person dies, you tear Korea. You're not chayef to tear Korea. So that's really the calculus. There's no mitzvah to it. So therefore, there, it's taka, that's what the Mishnah says. It's Makalkal. So therefore, Potter, Avalasa.
Why are you mad
if you're related to that?
The Chamasa.
Because, why didn't you speak Chamasa yet? Why don't you speak Avalas right now? Avalas. One is a Chiyav, a Mitzvah, so it's a constructive act. Another thing, okay. Then it says, 1 second, Vahab Meso Katani. But the language of both the Brisa and the Mishnah is Meso, his mace, meaning, you know, it's not just stuff. But it says, La'ola be mace today. You're right, it's mace today. But, the only people who we have to tear Kriya are the seven Krohn, the seven immediate relatives. My father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. Okay, the Shiva Krohn. Others, you might be close to the person, grandparent, you might even be involved in the burial, you might be involved in the arrangements. Nonetheless, it's not a bit. That's what Rashi says.
Is he like there's a common problem here?
Yeah, that's the oral Rosh Hashanah, yeah. I forgot whether, I have to check that. If I was thinking about it, I meant to check this one, I forgot. Okay.
There at the
yeah, that's another thing. It's supposed to be there for anybody, any other question. Right. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's the chiyuv that that's the chiyuv of the mission, the Gemara draws. Okay, so la'olam meisidei shemutal of the kovro, right? You have to bury him. Will be a baharach to Abed Abel's, the she'enam el sonarabun parashat kohanim, right? The seven of me relatives will learn from who a kohen can become tamei for. The Shiva Krohn were not mentioned in the Chumash in connection with Avelis. They're mentioned in connection with Tumas Kohen, the beginning of Parshas Emor. Okay? Emor Kohen with Levis, right? Kim, Lesherak, right? That's where the Shiva Krohn are derived from. Okay. Bottom line, okay, is for our purposes that Korea. Okay, I'm sorry, now I'm going to get a question. Yeah.
I like Rashi's question that he says, how is. You know, tearing something in anger, like, in a mitzvah, you know.
Yeah, how so, you... right, so where is that? Okay, where is Chamasa? So we have to get back. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that show. We'll see what the Rambam says. Okay, anyway, I do want to mention a side point, all right, because one thing that's clear. Again, so bottom line for right now, Korea means tearing a single object into two parts. Okay? Now, there is a Gemara on Ein Gimel Beis. The Gemara is not talking about our topic, but Tosus brings it up. And the Kibbeh Eger makes a point on it. So I printed it here, 12, of Ein Gimel Beis. Omer Kana, Zomer Ritzorch Leitzin. Okay, pruning. So usually the purpose of pruning, we discussed this back when, pruning usually is to get rid of the excess growth, right? What if you prune and you want to, you know, you want to get rid of the excess growth that improves the tree, but you also want the wood? Okay, so then you chayav shtayim, achas mishum kotzer, achas mishum noteya. Okay, noteya is planting, so zomer is like on a noteya, you're improving the planting, you know, you're improving the growth or enhancing or hastening whatever is the growth of the product. Right, we discussed this back then. So Rashi says, Ryan Gimelbeis, zomer lahatzmiach hagefen, you're pruning the orchard to help the, it's like a noteya, to help it grow, facilitating its improved growth. But tzorach leitzim lahasakam. You also have to need firewood. So the melee got these branches out for wood. Mishum tzorach lamah. They told him to coat it. Tzorach lamah like tzorach. Okay. So Tosus there says he brings up the issue of malachah shein tzurich lagufa. So he says nira Tosus there masal tzorach leitzim. I gimel base 14. near the Afila Yehuda, the Mechai of Malacha, she had a Tzvich Lagufa, but Be'ina Tzorach Le'etim. Okay, even Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda should say Yechayim anyway. Okay, so he said he still needs Tzorach Le'etim. The low mikra be'etzim kotzer el binyan zeh. You cannot say kotzer. In other words, according to Yehuda, who says Malach Shehzunam is chayav, then it should be kotzer even if you didn't need the wood. Because lemaisa, you created wood. Maybe you didn't need it, but he says Malach Shehzunam gufa is chayav. Right? So that tells us kasha. According to Yehuda, it should be chayav even if not tzorach le'etzim. No. The Tosafot says, the low mikra be'etzim kotzer el binyan zeh is not called kotzer. It's not Malach Hashem's Gufa. It's not even the Malach. It's not in the realm of Kotzer, unless you need it. That's what he said. What's relevant to us is, and shows us, Midi da Havel a Korea Amidas Lisbon. Just like Korea Amidas Lisbon. Okay, also Mochak Amidas Lisbon, which we'll get to. Just like Korea. So Tosa seems to be saying, okay, Tosa seems to be saying that really, at the very least, Korea is the mirror image, is the opposite of Topher. Okay? So really it has to be done for the purpose of resowing. It has to be done for the purpose of resowing. Now,
wait,
how are you supposed to say that? He's saying, he says, Korea boy, that defines the action. That defines the block of Korea.
Doesn't it just mean that it's a constructive act? Meaning doesn't it just mean, isn't this just saying that in order for it to be a constructive act, like when you tear in order to be teufer, so too if you're cutting off the branches, normally that's kilkul, but if you need the branches, that's the only way that it's constructive and you'd be chayv koitzer.
Right, and Tosus seems to be saying, if I'm saying Tosus correctly, the same thing with Korea. Namely, it's only a problem if it's a purpose of resowing it. Otherwise, it's not in Korea, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Tosis is saying not that way.
Isn't that just a problem?
What?
He's operating the law, it's Korea on Mount Sports. He just seems to be having a
choice. Okay.
How
can you say it? Because it gets out of the Gemara.
Isn't he just saying you have that Korea on Mount Sports?
Look, because he says, look, by Zomer the Torah Leitzim, he's saying if it's not if lo mikri beitzim kotzer elevated zeh, kotzer is only. Remember the Kasha tells us, isn't a Malach Hashem Tzibor Gufa? So therefore, you would say should be chayav for kotzer even if you didn't need it. If you pruned, you should automatically be chayav for Zomer. That's pruning, okay? Which is no tail helps it grow. Okay, and it's kotzer. Even if you didn't need the wood, because lemaisa it's a malacha shel gufa. He holds malacha shel gufa is chayev. So Tosafot said, no, it's not even the malacha. It's not even called kotzer. Kotzer means it's kotzer only if you have some use for the wood. So I think Tosafot is saying midi dehava a korea amanas lisbor. Just like korea is only amanas lisbor. Okay,
and when.
But again, Amanas Lisbor sounds like it's like the story saying, well, it's not just not Mekalkel, it's Lisbor.
That's what you call the thing that needs to be
done. You could say that. Probably you'd have to say that because it's against the Gemara. It's against the later Gemara, Kufay, right? I mean, Kufay said more talks about Korea Ameso, Korea Bechamoso. And the Bryce says, Yechai, but let's see the conditions.
He's creating parables. Parables in general.
That's what I think. The only thing is, I first saw this, you'll see in a moment what alerted me to it, but I think what Tosa seems to be saying is that Tosa at least seems to be learning that Korea must be for the purpose of resowing. Why do I say that? Look at the Mekiva Eger on the side of the 15, the Gilin Hashas, on this Tosa's, he says, Mavur, the Sphirle, the Av Hechad and Makalka, the Tzorach is never be called Mokom Potter. He seems to be saying that even if it's not Mekalkel, you need it for some other purpose other than resowing. It's still going to be Potter. Okay, and so, but look what he writes. Okay, we saw his Kufay. Should say Kufay. But the Mekiva Eger says, how can Tosa say that? Again, now, he asks the Kasha, that's how he's going to Tosa. All right. So I didn't learn Tosfos that way first. I thought Tosfos was like you were saying. I thought Tosfos saying, yeah, he uses Karav and Aflispor because that's the language of the Mishnah, right? But he, the Rekim Eger, is learning that Tosfos said as a general rule that Karav is only a problem if it's ultimately not for any constructive purpose, just for resowing.
Why didn't you pull the Mokhan Karav and Aflispor? I mean, I just wonder if that...
I don't know. I just.
I know that bolsters it or facts. You kind
of go both ways. Yeah. 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 I'm just saying. So it's just an interesting. Yeah. All right. That's what Kiryas Kasha. Right. At least Akasha. Partially. The Sugil Kamal. It's not Almanas. It's Almanas of the wood, I guess. But it's just interesting. I don't want to belabor this issue because Lamaisa. Does Tosfos really hold? I get it from Kiva Eger's. Yeah, again, from Kiva Eger's, it's a kasha. It's a good kasha.
But if it's a kasha, why isn't the response? I'm asking the
world. Yeah, I suppose. That, you know, I told that story. You know, the guy who wrote a sefer to answer all the. To respond to all the kasha of Kiva Eger, all the tzarchians of Kiva Eger. And they couldn't. I heard there's three. He couldn't answer. So they brought Sefer Faskova to the old Satmar Rebbe, the old Kadabas. We looked it over. He said, "He was okay to understand three of the Rekim Eger's kashas." Okay, I don't want to belabor the point, but it's a pashas is not that way. Okay, I'm Rekim Eger's, Rekim Eger. But anyway, I do want to mention though. Either way, forgetting even without this side point. What is clear from Tosfos is that Korea and Pofer, they're interrelated. But if something is not Pofer, it's not going to be Korea. Good, there could be Korea, even what we were saying before, for other constructive purposes, but it still relates to Pofer. And basically, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with that in mind, the Minchas Chinuch comments in the Mitzvah Lamed Beis, we refer to it in the past a couple of times, Moshe HaShabbos, the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Beis is the Mitzvah in the Sefer Chinuch, of, lo sasach halacha, halachas of Shabbos. So Minchas Chinuch goes through every halacha, every halacha. So he writes in Chav Dalet, that's up to now, Korea, okay, so he writes, is that Pasha, Delo Nikra Tofer, O Korea, Rak B'dvarim Harachim. Tofer and Korea are only by things that are soft, which are pliable, which lend themselves to be, to be woven or connected easily. Oh, Oris the doctor Lismo Amalasha Umarim Osim Shatofrim. I don't know what this means, but I think it means Shatofrim Klicherish Rurim. Well, porcelain. You have different pieces of pottery that you kind of glue together. And I don't know, glue, I don't know what they do. You're going to make a pottery, okay? And that's not called Tofer. That's a different thing. That's Osekli. Okay, it's Misakin Mon, it's Makin Pat, this other thing, but it's not Tofer. So therefore, if you break that, that's not called, you're not violating Korea. You would say, if I take a piece of pottery, a smash on the floor, and it breaks into 12 pieces, that's not going to be called Korea. It's maybe something else, but it's not Korea. Because it's not, he's saying it's got to be something. Tofer literally means sewing. Okay, we said yesterday, Tofer includes gluing, taping, but it's that kind of stuff. I mean, you're like Dvar Harachim, a pliable, bendable, movable. And we'll see the other sheet is about that. But anyway, but what you see is that the Korea and Tofer are intertwined, yeah.
So this, the Menachos Chinuch, I guess even like Pivot Eger's reading of the post, are they taking issue essentially with the expansion of not Korah Amanas, it's Korah Korah Amanas for Tachim?
So,
if you want to say the Tofer itself means more than just literally sewing, that's okay, but it's going to mean a lot more than.
Rekim Eger, I think Rekim Eger, knowing that Sukkah Kofhei, feels that it's got to be expanded. That's the Pasha. He says the Tosfos seems a little share. Okay, I mean, Kasha. Okay, so I think you can Tosfos will learn that way. Tosfos is borrowing the phrase, maybe.
Yeah.
But in a Hanami, Minchas Chinuch, I don't think he's saying. Minchas Chinuch is saying that it's a matter of the material, which we'll come back to. Okay, I'm showing it to you here because again, it's Korea's only where there's Tofer Shayach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at the Rambam. I should have put the Rambam first before the Mishnah. Anyway, look at the Rambam writes. Parak Yud, Nechel Shabbos Halach Yud. Ha Korea kedei lispor shtei tzviros, amanas lispor shtei tzviros chaya. Avol ha Korea lafsida potter b'eshu mekalka. Now, he writes explicitly So the Kivayeg has no kasha here. Hakorea b'chamoso, o almeis shechayv v'korob chayv, b'nei shemiyashiv es daito b'dover zeh. He gives himself yishav adas. A person's angry, okay, he took it out on this thing, he smashed it, he feels better afterwards. That's, like I said, we get back to it, that's a constructive purpose. Psychological benefits is considered constructive. Okay, it's not like some people just careless, they break them, but psychologically, you feel better. That's what I'm saying. So, Tov Korea is, they should be Yashem is Daito, the Yanuach Yitro, Ho Chamosa Shokheches, calms them down. Okay, and every once in a while, you hear, you know, some baseball player or whatever is called out or whatever, he walks back to the locker room, he smashes up the locker room, right? I mean,
or hockey players, you know.
Well, they fight with each other, right? But, but basically, when a guy comes to a bat, he smashed the wood.
I was at a Rangers game earlier this week. And the Rangers were winning 6-0.
They won a whole bunch in a row, though.
What? Yeah, they had like 3 games in a row. Yeah. So, and all the guys from the team were literally just like slamming into them, mostly because they were just losing.
Yeah, your aggression. Okay, that's a different Shiloh, but you know, the baseball player takes the bat and he breaks the water cooler, so like that, in the dugout. You know, you hear these cases, right? But in general, people get angry. Even if someone's angry, they can punch the wall, okay? You end up hurting your knuckles, but I mean, it doesn't make a dent in the wall. But somehow, so that's what I was saying, you know, sort of psychologically, okay? The whole concept was a Hareo Kimisake. That's like Misake. That's constructive, is what I'm saying. Okay, that's opening up the neck hole on Shabbos. And these stuff, and they talked about that, which is tied together. Okay, now that's an halacha yud. Yeah.
I have two questions.
One, is that
not tzricha l'gufa?
No, she's going to say that's called tzricha l'gufa. That's a constructive purpose.
I'm not doing it. I don't care about the risk. I care about the machine. Yeah. Is it kind of almost parallel to
the... No, but I do want to rip it. Well, for a mace, for sure. For mace, for sure.
Period. Okay. You need to push it out and squeeze it. That was
sad. That might do the same thing.
We haven't got mace carrying them out of their house. Rationals that, if we go back, there's all sorts of rationals. Why? What makes the halachah and surgical group and halachah and surgical group up? It's that you're doing it to rectify a situation.
Right.
But in the case of the Rambam, it's here, you're doing it kind of to rectify a situation.
Thank you. Yeah, I hear.
How does Rambam bring things out and that? Because there, Mesa was puttering the shrimp and higher than the Gemara. How does that
work? Well, so there, apparently, why isn't that enough of a, even if it's another person's mace, whether that you're paid?
You're not aiming, you're just going to get symbolized.
Right, that's the assumption. You don't really get anything out of it. You don't get a bit, so you don't calm yourself down. If you're upset, and that helps you, then it would be upset. Yeah. Yeah, so the rabbi doesn't really deal with that. Yeah, the answer is, you know, I would suspect, right, they both do mention Bechavoso. The Gemara doesn't really discuss it. But I think that you have to say, really, it's the level of anger, I suppose. You know, does it really make you feel better, or it's just...
So why are you
I didn't see, I have to look more carefully.
Yeah. Well, why are you thinking to begin with it? It's like, I'm talking about in the first case, and that is, I read about the news that someone died.
Yes. It's a little hard to draw the line. I agree with you. Okay, it's a little hard to draw
the line. It's that the Rambam's reading of it is that there's work.
But that's basically the Gemara, though. But you asked this question, a good question.
When you have a close person, you're really, they might have settled. Yeah. They're not so close.
Right. They're
not
really
going to be distraught.
Right.
So then
Right, but the question about Chamoso, there must be people who speak. I have to look again. Okay, but that's the Rambam. Now, but I do want to point out something else interesting, though, because there's a Rambam later on, Perchav Gimel, Halachava. Ein Shovrin es Acheres, the Ein Korin es Hadiyar, the Ein Shuk Nisakin Kli. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way. So should mem since you give him verbatim. Angel Achaz ain't karn on niar, but Eishu Misakin Kli. What do you mean Eishu Misakin Kli? What happened to Korea? You're ripping the paper, okay? Now, apparently you need the paper to be in half, and so okay. So it's Misakin Kli, but what's going on? Okay, well, what do you mean? What's the?
Why do you think Misakin not Misakin?
I think the same thing. It doesn't matter. Okay, take a look for a second. I could have printed it here, but to look for a second, skip down for a moment to number 26. So the Mishnah Berurah on that, Sukkot Mem Aleph. Sukkot Mem Aleph. Nay, Omairi, Mishnah Makbid Alamida. You don't care about the size of the paper. He gives an example, the Lav Hachi Yesh Bogam Mishu Mechatech. Mechatech means to tear something, Mechatech is related to Korea, it means to tear something to a specific size. You don't care about the size over here. Now, we Korea Nia Lakar Kine Lakanech is Atzma Mehen. Yeah, that's a toilet paper question. You clean yourself with it. Doesn't necessarily mean, does not necessarily mean only you go to the bathroom, whatever. It's a cloth to clean yourself, paper to clean yourself, tissues. Olushara is attached. Chayav Mishum Korea, Shum Korea Abra Sasaki. Okay, to come up with Sifu Dalit. Abachaber Shlo, he's going to count on Tab Mishum Korea, Ayim Bir Halacha. So obviously the question is, that Mishum Berurah is bothered by there, we're going to come back to it. Is why did the Rambam, and following the Rambam, Sohara, only bring up the problem of Misak and Kli, Osa Kli? Yeah. What about Korea? Okay, the Rambam says it should be Korea. What did we say? Look at the language of Sohara. Again, 18 and 19, is the Rambam Perk of Gilal Achavod, A cards in Rishon Misak and Kli, and the Shibbem Sifik Gilal, A cards on the Ark, the Rishon Misak and Kli, doesn't mention Korea. So that's a problem which a number of the authorities deal with. Yeah. The Gemara asked the question. It says, what are they worth saying? I forgot. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so it was connected to Mahasa of the Gufa. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. They're connected to Mahasa of the Gufa. Is that considered enough to the Gufa? That's what it is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, but the question is the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam passed Moshe that was chayav. There's a problem. You're right. I apologize. I do remember they connected the Moshe. Yeah. What? The
Rambam
the Rambam passed Moshe that was chayav.
Isn't
that
the Mishnah saying?
I have to look again. I'm sorry. I forgot. You're right. Okay. Anyway, getting back to this, you ever see this problem? This problem is why did the Rambam bring up Korea? Not only that, but part B of the problem is that in Perikov Gimel, notice where the Rambam brings this. He talks about Korea, the Malacha Doraisa, in Perik Yud. Perikov Gimel, source 18, that's talking about Shusim, the Rabbanans. So the whole problem here is. A, because of the Rabbanon. So A, why does it mention Korea? Why does it only mention Misak and Kli? Okay? And that may be why the way it says Kim Misak and Kli, it's only the Rabbanon. Can you ask why does it say Kim Misak and Kli? Okay? But the second question is, why does the Rambam, why does it mention Korea at all? And number two, why is it only the Rabbanon problem? Why is it only the Rabbanon? It should be the Raisa. Yeah. In the regular case of Korea. Oh, yeah. So hold the thought. But the bottom line is, why does it bring up Korea? Which is again what the Mishnah Berurah is, we'll see about it. We'll get to it. And why is it only talking about it? So hold the thought. Sif Yud Dalit, huh? Slang the rabbit. Yeah. But he doesn't mention Korea. Sif Yud Dalit. Habidabek Niaros, we saw this when it called to comes to Topher, sticking together paper, or Oros Bakon so sofrim, you know, the binding and so on, the back sticking together things. That told us Topher Chaya. And now it's relevant to us here. Mechain Habafarek Niaros Dvukim. You separate pages of this paper as they're stuck together. Oros Dvukim. Below Niskavim Lakalkal Vadar is a told us Korea Bechaya. Okay, now. Mother of Rum. As a caveat here, it's a Sukkot Yerches 20, told us Korea, nearly the Nidbaku Hadafim La'adon the Ayde Shava, O Bishah Sakshir, the Mutal Apostle. He said, if they got stuck together, some wax dripped on it or something, that just stuck them together accidentally. Or at the time when they were, you know, being put together, then it's Mutter, the Lona Selekiyim, okay? Because it wasn't meant to be, the wax dripped on it. It wasn't done. It wasn't tofer. So again, this hammers home the fact that Korea is the flip side of tofer. So it wasn't tofer. We saw this one yesterday. It's not called tofer. It wasn't meant to be permanent. Okay, and here it happened by itself, and so on. So it's not tofer. It's never going to be korea either. Okay, this is a side point. Now, mutal apostle, because it was never tofer. Never became tofer. It's not korea. Well, you have to start with if the tofer is drabbanan, so the korea drabbanan. If it's not tofer at all, so there's nothing. Yeah. Okay. Now, take a look at 21. The Primogodim is bothered by this problem of the Rambam. Primogodim is in the Mishpat Zov in this Siddur Shin Mem, Siddur Kotten Hay on the Taz. A Korea near Mashma Nechayev, in Korea Manasal Kaki in Chayev. Okay. Now, first one he throws in, as we've already seen, the Lav Dafka Almanas Lispor. It has to be constructive and not Dafka. To sew it back together. Okay. Problem is, in Kain, Sarach Iyam, the Sifu Gimel, Ein Korin Liar, okay, Shadir Kimisak and Kli, he writes, it's Mashra that's Rakhmud Abonim. Our question. On Abonim. Babin Torah Chaya. All right. And he says, and again, he talks about Korem Chaboso, Lashachich Kasso, Kamsal Dadri Chayav. So why is it any different with the paper? Should be Korin is a Liar. Should be Korea, not only not Misak and Kli alone, but also Korea. And B, it should be Daraisa, right? So what's the issue? So he writes, and he leaves it all as a Tzarchian. He writes, the Pergadim does, the Tzarchian place. Okay, Tzarchian, it's a question, right? Other Achronim try to deal with this question, and they come up with some interesting ideas, which are Nogelamaisa. 22, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, says the following. Look at Siman Shin Mem, Sifyut Zayin. He says in a big chiluk, look what he writes. And again, it's built on this idea of the relationship between Korea and Tofer. Siman Shin Mem, Sifyut Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. See 22? Avo Mishum Korea, Ein Isser, Elekish Korea, Mafrid Gufim Rabim Shinishabru. The definition of Korea, being that it's the opposite of tofer, is only when you tear and separate multiple things that are have been connected. You can go korea beged ha'arug michutim harbe. You have a shirt, a jacket, or whatever, and many, many threads. Who knows how many threads? Now you rip them. Okay, so that's korea beged ha'arug michutim harbe. Aval haniyar shu guf echad ein bepsikaso mechitucho mishum korea u'mitam zeh. Okay, period. Ein psikos v'chitucho mishum korea. You hear that? So according to Shulchan Harav, that'll solve the problem of the Rebbe. Okay? It's not going to be a doraisa problem. It's not going to be a problem of korea at all. Because tearing paper, a korea niyar, that is not a problem of korea. Take the sheet of paper and tear it. Because not multiple things put together. Yeah.
Where do you draw the line of that thing? I think in reality is just that we don't.
Maybe because it's because of the tree. I mean,
I'm sure
they make paper the same way. Well, what's that? See something else. Okay, let me wait on for a second. Okay. And so, actually, the Chayyot of it. When we tap Zeh, he says, I'll tell you something else. Mutter likro or shall be chavos shliyayim. You have a leather covering, it comes on covered barrels with leather, you know, on top. Says you can rip that, okay? Misha or who goof echad, the leather is one piece. There's no problem of korea. Lo shayach ba isa kuya el isa chituch in machbir lechat chavamida. If you're machbir to cut it down to a certain size, that's mechate, fine. But it's not korea. That's the shulchan aruch. So incidentally, that'll solve the problem. The Rambam. That's why the Rambam in Perakov Gimel says ein korea zayin to mizaki. Isn't it korea? Says shulchan aruch. No, it's not korea. Because paper is not subject to korea, right? And you can explain from there, perhaps there are other materials that are not shaykh to korea. Yeah, a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. That's what he's saying. Furthermore, he says, or it's guf echad. Okay. Now, the second half, look at the second half now, the fourth line of 22. Avah mefarek niyaros devukim many pages that are stuck together, then Harizal told us Korea. Okay? And similarly, Rabbi Damik, the Oros, or Oros, Bekol Shel Svarim, Ukiyotim, Harizal told us Tofer. Right? And therefore, whether Amur, Kishibuk, Shadibuk, said, I said, I'm fine. I'm going to, you know, Dapa Shon that got stuck together by wax. Same thing with Shon, but anyway, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no Korea by paper because it's not like a Begad. You follow? So that'll solve that problem, the Rebbe. Now that's a big Kiddush because you're telling us that Korea is only limited. I mean, the Minchas Kiddush we saw before in number 16, standard like porcelain, things like that, is not subject. He's taking it further, the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying even paper is not subject to Korea. Many pieces of paper together, that is Korea.
More than one.
Okay. Well, I don't know actually because his language is goofy rabbit, but okay. We'll
if you don't get that 100 in theory, if I have like, if you're just ripping one long strand off, that theoretically,
I understand. Okay, now. The Chai Adam, the Nishmas Adam, Kachav Tes, Siv Beis, says he's bothered by that same language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. 23. Beloshon Zeh Mashmi Eil Shulus. Again, I told you in Perkov Gimel 18. The Rambam Perkov Gimel is talking about Shulusim, only the Rabbanon. Okay. He writes, the Chai Mashmi, whole also Perk, my Rabbi Shulusim. That whole Perk, Kav Gimel Rambam, is talking about things in the Rabbanon. Okay. Below Zachisi, Lavan Abarim, Lava, Lo Yishai, Bishum Korea, our question. Why is it in Korea? Why is it in Korea the Raisa? That's his kasha. The Tzorach Lomar, he says, the low nikra Korea alavadosh is chaber ayide ariga o tfira beged o ayide devik. Kimosha kosma. The Haile Mishukov Shaina came to Niyar. He says Niyar is different, not because of what the Shulchan Harab. Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav said it's gufim rabim as opposed to one thing, but he says what's the nature of the combination? He says the lo nikra korel b'dovah shenischaber ayde ariga, it's woven together, o tfira sewn together, o glued together, those kind of things. K'moshe kozvar zvukim shukreya, mashkenim b'niar. Okay, now he writes the efshar the niar shemizmanei ohayu ba'asavim lo shayach. Korea. You know, they made some of like papyrus or whatever, you know. Maybe the old times it was different, the different type of pages, papers. It's all right. Anyway, he writes, Hey, Emes, Sharambam, Kos, and Dabak, Noros, and Oros, Oros, and Tofer, Chayim, and Rafari, and Zukim, and Abishu, with his given Tofer, Oros, those given Korea, and Abishu, and Oros, and Shah, Korea. So Chayim is agreeing that there are certain materials which are not subject to Korea. All right? Now, what it still doesn't explain, is tearing a paper should at least be a drabbanon of Korea, right? That it didn't really explain that. Why is it at least drabbanon of Korea? Now, if you want to tell me that again, look at the language of the Chai Adam on the second line. The low nikra korea al medovish nischaba in erika tfir beged or they dab it glued together. So the okay, but if it's together some other way, should be at least drabbanon. Okay, so the minchas chinuch in that same piece. Yeah.
If you just don't like, I remember we spoke before about it, and there's different types of drabbanon. Some that are like a drabbanon is off, some that are drabbanon is zero. Why would none of this be different to a drabbanon of the malacha?
But that's really my question.
Yeah,
I don't know. I said Chaim didn't explain that. Now, the Minchas Tinoch, that same piece in Parshat Yisro, it's a lot of bays, Oschav Dala, Malach of Korea. So 24, the part that he put before. Now, Korea, Losh, the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, and so on, and then he quotes the Mishnah, okay. Barakal Gono. So first he writes, Kavaroso, the Tzorche, Kavaroso, Akriyam, Ras, Lispor. Right. And then he writes, it talks about the Shusim issue, and he says, look at the after three dots, four lines down, 24. First, it summarizes the basic din, which we saw. Because our parakim alachavav, ein korin niar neishku misakin kli v'nira duurak mishum shvus to chal a parak shal b'ayir b'shvusim. Like we said, good. Well, the sefer chayadam, right? The Mishnah quotes the chayadam. Well, the sefer chayadam tama, who's astonished, the lama eno chayav mishum korei even on a kalkul. Right? The Torah got to the silvanel or the silvanel lama lo nitzchayav mishum korei. So the Minchas Chinuch gives a funny answer. He says eno chanami, it is korei. And he says sometimes the Rambam only brought one thing you chayav or even chayav more than one. Okay, he has riot to that. It's not an intellectually satisfying answer necessarily. Not that we but he resolves, he says, don't get too excited about this problem. It is Takah Korea. I, the Rambam, the Sakan Kli. Yeah, you have several things. And then sometimes you have more than one thing, and the Rambam only listed one. All right. You know, you like that answer, fine. That's the Mishnah's going. There's a long Bir Halacha about this. The Mishnah, we said before, looking at Bir Halacha. So let's look at it. Bir Halacha is Simon Shimbem Sifu Gimel. Okay. Sifu Gimel is where, again, I printed that back in source 19. So the Shabura says as follows: Siv Zev Asamuchlo, the Siv Yigim and Siv Yidalim, who be Lashon Rabbah. Okay, that's the Rabbah. And the problem is Mashu Leimona, right, making it clear and so on. Ulechora, same area, our same kasha. Oh yes, his kasha. Lefi Mashemuch Besif Asamuch to Korea, but as a sign of Chai, which is Korea. Amaylo no Bar Bezev, Yishu Korea. Our same question. The old Lashon Rabbah Parakam Gimel Mashu Rabbanon. Right, our question: why does the Rabbah bring up Korea? Number two: why is only Rabbanon? Okay, so he writes, well, by the second line of the next page, MS Kvarhikshas Ebbe Prugadim, Vinishamitarchi, and we saw Nishamakusha, we saw it. Okay, now he writes, Uma Sherotza Echon Machronim, Lahotzi, he said, the Loshach Kriya. Huh? A third line from the top of the next page. We say at the end of the second line, Uma Sherotza Echon Machronim, in Achronim, Lahotzi, he said, the Loshach Kriya, Kiba Dama, Nispar Venera, which is Abin Gufim Rabin. That's kind of chayadim, the Shulchan Harav, right? He says, Ze'eno. Okay, he doesn't think it's right. And he's disagreeing. He's saying they're not materials that are not subject to Korea. Everything's subject to Korea. The before we shall be beheaded in the or Shah Gam Ken Korea. Kwarotza of the Nishmas, Adam and the Dokhanes. So what is it? So writes the Mishnah Berurah. But Lulu there is the Pina. Let me see that, you know, there's going to be a Kiddush. Right? If I wouldn't, Lulu the subpoena means I wouldn't be afraid. Okay? I would say the following. And I go out to say it. Okay? So Lulu the subpoena, Avinu Dabar Chadash, is there. The low Shayach Shame Korea, Amanat Lasakim, Kiin Korea is a Dabar Be'emsa, Behu Tzarach Letikun Shnehem. He's saying, what is Korea? Korea is when you tear something for the purpose of a constructive gain to both pieces that you tore. Okay? Let's see what he says. Kisha Korea is another answer. Utsarak Latikun Shnehem. Ukain Shoyab Mishkan. Like the original case of Mishkan. Shiriya. Shanafa Badarna, right? The worm, the moth. Korin Babatov, Shosha Kriya Haisal Utsarak To Elis, Kol Iria. And Mechain Mashav Shabbos Kuvdalin. Of the kishista, like the soul that was sloppy, so it looked like a pocket of fold, and so you benefit the whole thing. Gam kena tolas utzal kala begin. Furthermore, ukeshe korea bechamoso bechayv aramu matam mishum the maintain bezel atzmo shemishachik chamoso haviki ilu misachin kol gufa begin. Okay, then you have to stretch out a little bit. That's what he says. The guy's angry, so it's overall a big benefit. Masha ain't okay. He writes, Masha ain't okay. Kishe Korea is a dog with a beggar with a sad. The Kavaroso second was a beggar, Shorach of a cook of a soso. The Chaticha de grass lawyer sukkah was a cloud. Let's have an extra piece of cloth sticking out, and I just rip off that extra piece of cloth. What do I do with that extra piece of cloth? No, the garbage. Okay? There's no benefit to that piece of cloth. Overall, the garbage is good, but that piece of cloth does not benefit anything. Doesn't benefit anywhere.
Just as that, in theory, if I were to take off, let's say, I rip off plastic from the table, and I just use that plastic, something constructive, I still wouldn't be fine because I'm totally getting benefit from ripping off a piece of it. Let's say the table is a plastic tablecloth, I rip off some of the plastic, so the table is not doing anything, but I take that plastic and now I use it for something.
No, but then you're using the plastic, that's a problem.
Why? But it's not both sides. Here's what point would be what you're ripping
off. Oh, I see. You're using the other side for something else. Using the ripped off piece. Yeah, we say that, I think. Yeah. Okay. He says, okay, that's not what it is. Okay, it might be something else. right? But Tala Adavra Tikkun, Imutikkun Gomor, is a matter to the issue of the second Kli. All right? Anyway, he says that's what the Rambam is talking about. That's after the Chiluk. Okay? Now, that's what the Rambam says. It'll still be a Drabanan of the second Mudra if you're using that Kli. Anyway, that's the Chiluk that the Mishnah Berurah brings up. All right? So, and look towards the end. About five lines up. Korea Haniyar. Lekama Kroyim. If you rip a piece of paper into several pieces, v'tzarach lechol echad lishtamish bo, and you need each piece. You're cleaning something, you're wiping something, whatever. Then uchayav the habi koreim and sasaki. Then it's taka chayav al koreim. But the other case, and that's what the rabbi was talking about, is koreim sanir, and you're not gaining it. The other piece not being used. So then it's something else. It's Misakra Kli and Drabanan. That's the definition of Rubin. Okay? So anyway, different approaches to how to resolve this problem. The Rambam, but it introduces us to a couple of important points. Namely, is Korea limited to certain materials? The Minchas, Shulchan Harav, and the Shmazanam limited it to a certain material. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to limit it. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to limit it. Now let's look, yeah.
What issue
of ripping
a tablecloth on
Shabbos? What are you ripping a tablecloth?
You know, people
at the table means they're kind of cool. Oh, they're playing? What do you mean? Yeah, it's probably Makatla. I mean, it's Makatla. I don't know if you do it on purpose. I mean, Pata will also. Still all Makatla is true. Still Pata will also. It wouldn't be correct. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, good. So in Sif Yud Gimel, we already saw a little bit about Sif Memalef. We saw it. He said to look at the Bi'alach, which we just did. Let's read again from the beginning, 26. Because it's going on Sif Yud Gimel, so we'll look back in source 19. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Ein shom v'cheres ein kor aniyar b'nei shul p'misakin kli." That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. It's gotten Bi'alach. So he writes, "Umayr v'she'ein makron amila." You don't care about the exact size, otherwise mechatech fine. Okay. In Korea, near the Korean, can they like Korea? Is that small? But oh, sorry, is it Tashmish Chaim from Korea? Fine. And the Mechaber doesn't mention Korea. That's the same problem with the Rambam. I in Berlach, he says, look at the Berlach. We just saw that. Okay, now he writes as follows: There's a P. Likro igeres habachutam. Afilu im yizayir shelo yishpar osio sachasima. Rak yikar hanir shesaviva gamkein osio lechul alma. He talks about ripping, you know, a letter, you know. Ripping a paper that has letter. Now, there's a separate issue with Mochek, you know, but even if you're careful, he says he avoids that problem. You're careful not to rip any of the letters. You're ripping the middle letter. You rip it aside. What are you doing? Okay. So you're careful. Yizorshal, Yishbar, Osos, Chasim. Rak Yikra, Nir, Shasim, Ova, Gam, Kain, Osos, the Chulamah. Mafir, Lomala, any Yehudi issues are all so good. Well, this is a great need to do it. Okay. It could be opening an envelope. We'll talk about that too. And the Gemara says he told any Yehuda to do it fine. All right, now that's on Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Dalad, which was the second half of 19, the top of the previous page, said Hamidavik Nioros Ooros Bezori Hazvaris a Tolus Tofer V'Chayev. Okay, that's Tofer. V'Chen V'Farin Hazuk Ooros Zukum Los Gavim LeKalka Bulvad. That what it means. If you have some Toelis, so look at the Zukat Mem Gimel. Some Toelis, he writes. He's telling you, even if it's not to glue them back together, it's not Almanas Lispor, but it is some positive Toelis. We call Chayav, Kowak, Chayav, Shem Korea. And look what he writes. The law be eaten by Korea, Dafka, Almanas Lispor. Ella Bishul, Eze Tikun. So, well, you can reconcile Tosus. Or you can reconcile Tosfos, keep anger, whatever it is. Malach Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah is telling us the lo beina bekorea dafka abanas lispor, and the Mishnah Eza Tikun kadesh lo mekalka. We mekavel a kalka levad, then potter us lechatila kmo kachol a kalka, which was fine. Okay, and that's that. The other thing he said, all right, if you korea beged by the seam, it's also not good. Now look at Memhei. Okay, Mem Hei is going on the very end of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Korea Mechayev, the end of Sif Yud Aleph. There's Korea Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Dafka Mezeh Shidbog Shedibog Zeh Nasa Lakiyim. And we saw the Mogad Ahron. Amahecha Shidbog Zeh Dafka Lahadod Eh Shabba, but it was never glued together to begin with on purpose. Some wax stripped on it, just something else. And again, that's the Mogad Ahron. So then it's not like Topher at all, therefore there's no Korea either. He quotes the Ma'arva. Okay. Now, and he writes, look at the third line at the end. Likroa mechadosh, dapin shal svarim shalom nechtefum bo'od yom, yesh ben chiyuva, mafila yidei eni hudi asa. Sometimes you get a book and the papers are stuck together, the pages are stuck together. That happened with the printing. You ever have that?
Well, I think it's also in the times when we were on the later, books came with like pages and dashed together.
Okay, well, we still got it today sometimes.
Well, I think we won't get it, but it's more.
That's it.
It's
yeah, okay. All right.
I think back then it was purposeful to have it.
But he said that you're not allowed to, right, because it was done to last, preserve it. Okay, so therefore he says it's also. Then he has Mishnah stops with the God of the Kotzim. You will walk from Shul and you walk by mistake through a thorn bush. Now you got all these thorns or prickly things in your pants. You take them out, you're going to make a hole. Possibly. So he says, Mafrisha Mitzina of Anacha Shaloy Korea. You try and pluck them out so it won't rip. But the Nikra Yikra, it's okay if it does rip. Okay, yeah.
Which I'm comparing to pages, that's actually Kriya, so it doesn't matter.
Say it again?
That's actual Kriya, you're comparing
pages. No, but Kriya is only if it was Topher to begin with.
I'm saying that's not Kriya,
it's comparing
pages.
Yeah, no, the papers, yeah.
I'm saying even if
it's
not, it doesn't matter.
Well, your intent is the Kriya doesn't matter. But it's only
if. No, whether or not it's meant to last, if you're actually comparing pages.
If you're tearing paper that wasn't put together, that's like the Mother Rome said, but it just came together with wax. It's not a problem.
So they're not with your actual tearing paper, like right in the middle of the page.
Oh, I see. No, that would be right.
That it shouldn't matter whether.
Right, correct. Paper. Correct. No, but here's something.
If they come, you're supposed to tear it apart.
Right.
So they don't matter.
No, but here, you're not ripping any particular paper. You're just separating one paper from the other. Okay. Now let's look at the Bi'ur Halacha 27. So see if you can give them. Okay. It talks about thorns or whatever else. Okay. Niyar. I am Yishuvosh going to be a psichos igeris, opening a letter. Vavar k'tas. To the prichorosh miyardeh kukirchas kos di yisrael aposei to chiyub chatos the hul amad the kriyas haniyar mekalkal amadaso sakin. Opening a letter on Shabbos. That's the case over here. Okay. And Yishuvosh, you know, he just mentioned the kroa igeris al-chutam. Okay. He says that it's back at Sukkot Nemal. He says that it's also, but case of Tzorach, it's Mutter. What's going on with that? So he says as follows. The Prichadosh says it's Kriyas Hanir Mekalcha, but that's the second. What do you mean? You're not going to fix the paper? He said, no, Tikkuno Mashu Tzorach is Tzorach. So you have a positive purpose in mind, namely getting the letter out. Right? So Chay Das Sefer Zichronos, Mekalcha, but that's Lisko. But then he quotes a Chacham Tzvi, who's Mater, Aide Omid, you know, Aide Omid Galil, but we're Goy. Okay? It doesn't give a reason. Why? She says, Mishra says, V'nira du sober, v'hava melocha, she'er tzirka l'gufa. To ha'ein misakin b'guf ha'niyar bidi. It's like a totally separate thing. You open the letter, okay, the tikkun, the positive, has nothing whatsoever to do with that which you ripped. It's a side, a total side benefit, okay? And he says, there's no tikkun, look at the second line, Mishra, the less tikkun l'guf ha'dava nikra. Okay, nothing positive results from the kriya, from the tearing, from the korea. It's something happens afterwards, right? So that's different here. It's korea. That's why the Chacham Tzvi allows at least like day and Yehudi, because when you tear open the thing, good. There's ultimately a benefit. Then you get the letter.
Why don't you tie it on the sword?
Say again.
How can you both ways? Why don't you tie it on the sword?
No, it's still be
chayav.
It's still be yisid
d'rabbanan. Okay, No, again, look at the case again.
The Yer Halacha writes. He says that if you open it up, it's a chayav d'oraisa. By opening up, because that's considered a positive benefit. The Chacham said, no, you can do it like that. Why? Because he says that positive benefit is nothing to do with the actual tearing. So the tearing are made to Makalko, And therefore, it's Potter, Avalos, and Rabbanan, and a guy can do it. You follow? That's what he's saying. No? Am I misunderstanding? I think it's what he means. Right? He says, the Potter says, you're not allowed to open it because it's misaking. Right? Look at the second line of 27. The Tikudo, Mashatzarach, Liftoch also. It's a Yarel. But then he says, the Chamtzvi is Mako, at least like the Yehudi. He doesn't give his reasons. Shapur suggests his reason is because vis-a-vis the Guf HaNiyar, there is no misaking. There's nothing positive regarding what you ripped. The positive thing is now I can take the letter out. Then you should ask right away, one second. Okay. According to the Rambam, Achlafisa the Rambam Shaposu Lochafil Machayam, Yesh Mesis Deraisa. Also in the Elihudi. Okay, he quotes in this Rishonim. He says, the shiny Haid, the Korea Meso, and then also, what about Korea Al Meso or Al Chamoso? It's also a side benefit. It's not a benefit to the Dover HaKorea, right? Understand the Kasha? If Bishop Bruce Svar is correct, then there's a difference between when there's the Tikkun is Beguf HaDover HaNikra, right? The Beguf of the Korea, as opposed to when it's not. So then what about Korea Al-Meso or Korea Al-Chamoso? It's also not a Tikkun in the goof of the paper, whatever's being torn. So Mr. Shapur says, still the act of Kriya is Gufa Hi HaTikkun. What is it that calms the person down? Look at the brackets there. The Mahakriya Mishach Chamoso. Right, that's what comes. It's the act of Kriya. So it is a tikkun. It's true, it's not on the item, not a cheftz, if you will, but it's on the act of Korea. The envelope is kilkul gomor. Okay, it's completely. Okay, but tikkunu mitzad acher. Right, then he writes to Emes Lobrius. I'm not sure that's what he meant, and so on. And he says that we have, you know, but he said you could hold that the envelope, that's for sure Makalkal. That's the question about opening envelopes. What did I do? I ripped open the envelope. Okay, so it's Makalkal. I'm throwing the envelope in the garbage. Right? It's a constructive thing that I can get the paper out, but it's not constructive in the sense of it's not on the goof of Dabar HaNikra, and it's not the act of Korea is also not constructive. Okay, that's, you can make that distinction. Okay, but he writes at the end. Nonetheless, go back to the Shabur now. He quotes that good, and it's better to be look at the end of the Shabur's quote, Mem Aleph, 26. He says, I feel I'm actually Zari Mola Torah Goro. Only in Torah Goro, to the other Shita. But good because of Shomel and Yudi, any Yachli Kroso, calls my shape. So I hit it to a non-Jew, yeah.
So that just
needs to have one
on there, or, you know, source.
Yeah. The Malkum Torah, yeah. That's what Mishabur is saying, the Sukkot Melal, right? But again, I think the standard meaning is not to open Tehillim and Shabbos. I seem to remember, and I may not remember right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Are the what?
Is it possible to open
the seal? The seal comes out of off.
What?
The seal, sometimes that seal so tight, so it just comes out of off. Nothing rips. So you're saying nothing rips?
Right,
saying, right? Yeah, it's hard to do that. But, yeah. I seem to remember my mother, Hashem, telling me that her grandfather, I don't remember exactly, but her grandfather was a Rav in a city, whatever. So in those days, if a letter came from Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, he would have the non-Jewish maid open it. You know, those days, it was communication like today, where everything you find out in 2 minutes. You know, so sometimes they consider about, sorry, I don't know. Let's show a couple of other things in terms of materials. We'll finish up with this. Okay, the Minchas Yitzchak in 28, Jewish Minchas Yitzchak, Dalat Sim Mem Hei, talks about Kriyas Sever Geffen. Sever Geffen is cotton. Ripping cotton. Sometimes, today you can buy cotton balls. You know, you buy things that women like to have cotton balls, 150 cotton balls in a bag. But something you have a whole piece of cotton, just rip off a piece, you know. So will that be Korea? That's what he talks about in that Shulman. You know, is that Korea? He quotes different people with disagree with it, because you could argue that they were never actually woven, they're just one big thing, and you pull it apart, maybe it's not. Now he's maybe machmer on it. According to some, it is korea. The Tzitz Eliezer 29 chelak ches simit tesvav quote kufas mishuas nevesh parak yedal os yud aleph. He says when a girl tliyash at some gefen, he quotes the same sefer which the Chazizah quotes with asin it, but he's not so convinced because he says it's not really a chibur. It's not really connected together. The piece of cotton, the strands, but they kind of like stick together, but they're not really woven together. So again, maybe there's some other material. I just want to finish up a couple other points that we'll be done for today. Yerushalmi, we alluded to it earlier. Remember the Mishabur alluded to it earlier in the Bir Halacha. Yerushalmi was talking about is in Shabbos Perek Tzav Halacha, Zayin Halacha Bay. Kriya Be'oros, leather. There is Korea in leather. Bechituch Be'garim. Kriya Be'oros Be'ilin Rechachia, Bechituch Be'garim Be'ilin Levadia. The Karmelin explained Rechachia Be'anach Oros Harachim, at least soft leather. There is Kriya. So again, that indicates that there is Kriya about other things. Again, we saw some Achronim, the Shemur disagreed based on this Yerushalmi. We saw some other Achronim who said the Shomer Rav and the Chayavim suggested that certain materials are not subject to Korea. But he doesn't buy that. Okay? The Shemur doesn't buy it. And look at one other Bir Halacha, Shushim Mem Sifyadala, Dirwas Harezeh. And the reverse is Korea, and it applies to things like wood and so on. So, bottom line, we'll finish with this. There are some materials which some say are not subject to Korea. Perhaps paper, so on, certain kinds of paper and so on. They're not subject to Korea because they're not woven together. They're not like fabric from many threads and so on. So, that was like the Shulchan Aruch back in 22. Okay, and therefore, tearing them. A certain amount of Issa Daraisa. So then it'll be okay to tear paper, perhaps aluminum foil, tin foil. You know, you can tear it. You can't tear it to an exact size because that's mechate. But just to rip aluminum foil, according to this approach, would be mutter. But I think the robe of the poskim don't hold that. The robe of the poskim hold that prayer applies to other things also. Okay, but something like glass, like I said, or pottery, or perhaps wood or rope, which is not at all, it's a different category. It's not glued together. It's not, yeah. Say again? Rope is more of a problem of kosher matter, but it's not a problem of Korea. It's tied together, weld together, but it's not Korea. We can make a distinction, okay? Like, for example, that's why some people are matting with plastic, okay? Let's say sometimes you get shoes, there's a little kid's shoes, but the two shoes are connected with a piece of plastic. Or you have on your suit a piece of plastic with a price tag on it, something like that. I think that would not be correct. Yeah.
The rope,
you have like a weave. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It depends on space, I guess. I think the ropes are more like twisted. Okay. Anyway, that's the consensus. Bez Hashem, on the same day, we'll talk about this whole halacha of Korea when it comes to food and food wrappings. But we'll go into a little bit, and I put in some bunch of chubas in the second half of the Mamar Kavos that have to do with opening bottles, cartons of Shabbos, even though it's not only a Korean problem, it relates to making it clean as well. But so we're talking about here, I'll bring up a few things about opening cans and bottles. I remember what it was. He's making one.
He holds that it's not an issue.
Yeah, he's making one, yeah.
What's the thing? Pinball?
It's a different material. But if you hold the papers with it, then it's different. What I'm saying, even those who hold the papers are a problem. There's room to. I think the minting is not like that. Can I just think the way it's made? I think the way it's made, it's just one strong, one big piece. The piece, it's a solid piece, right? Yeah.
Paper has
little bleed. Yeah.
Not like molten,
right. That's we got Lemaisa, we don't do that. We don't rip it.
I
think so. Yeah. Okay, very good. Stop over here.
Yeah.